couple of minutes as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Golden Knights are back on the ice tonight, looking for their first win streak in more than a month. The New York Rangers are in town for a 7 o'clock faceoff at the Fortress. To say Raiders defensive end Max Crosby endorses Antonio Pierce being named head coach would be an understatement. The three-time Pro Bowler suggested it would be ridiculous and insane not to bring Pierce back. Crosby references the last time the team made a mistake in not elevating then-interim head coach Rich Bisaccia. How good are the Lady Rebels? Consider that UNLV women's basketball has not only made two straight appearances in the NC2A tournament, they have a Mountain West Conference winning streak that has reached 29 games. They'll host New Mexico Saturday afternoon at Cox Pavilion.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Real heavy traffic through the Charleston Curve these days, or at least these hours. On 95 northbound after Boulder Highway is where the accident is. It's off to the right, but we're seeing a lot of slow travels on both sides of 95 through the Charleston Curve. But the only accident being reported, northbound 95 after Boulder Highway. We're all clear on I-15 and 215 right now. An injury accident on West Flamingo near 215. That's at Grand Canyon in West Flamingo. Clear sunny skies this afternoon. Temperature is going to hit the low 60s by afternoon. It's 39 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're not gonna take it. Hell, we ain't
So good to have you with us. It is live and local, everything you need to know to start your day. It's our brand new time slot, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday. Good to have you with us. Big news yesterday, Dan Schwartz threw his hat into the ring. He is running for Congress in CD3. He's an old friend. He's the former state treasurer for Nevada, and he joins us. He got up early to be with us this morning. Dan Schwartz, good to talk to you. It's been a while.
And Kevin, good morning. You're absolutely right. I did get up early. Just special to be on your show this morning. So thank you.
I am indebted to you. I've got to ask you. You've got a great life. You're a successful business guy. You've been in a part of state government. Why are you running for Congress? Why are you running in CD3? Why are you running this time?
Sure, Kevin. This is probably a longer answer than you want or expected, but the world has changed. Las Vegas has changed. We're no longer a sort of sleepy town dotted with slot machines. We're really becoming a modern metropolis. We've got the Sphere. We've got sports teams coming. We have population booming. At the same time, our country has changed. We're no longer 3 million people stretched along the seaboard. We're 330 million people across the continent. And the Constitution that was written in 1787, starting the country in 1789, it's a different world. And our government has become dysfunctional. As I say, we're a great country. There are many things that were done correctly, but a lot of the institutions that were put into place in the early days just don't work anymore. And we can talk about this later, but we need a serious repair job. And I have four major themes in the campaign. One is national service. Two is tax reform. Three are term limits, and four is immigration. And it's my belief that we probably have to trigger Article 5 in the Constitution, but we need to stop walking around these issues and begin talking about them. So, again, a long answer, but the reason I'm running.
Well, was there anything that triggered you're getting into the race? Because this is becoming a bit of a crowded field in CD3 with a very vulnerable incumbent running on the Democrat side. Was there any one thing that happened, any incident, anything nationally that got you into this race?
Well, sure. I mean, what I just said is nationally, but if you recall, the governor had endorsed a former state rep to be in there, and she dropped out. The two, I don't think there are that many people in the race. My scoreboard only has two. Neither of them have been able to raise money. I've said I will put $1 million of my personal bank account into the race to win it. The Republicans have a very slim and getting slimmer majority in Washington. And we need this seat. One of my political consultants told me that as soon as Heidi dropped out, Cook Report raised the district rating from leans Democrat to solid Democrat. It's my belief that these other two people cannot win. I believe I can.
I want to ask you about an issue that was not, I didn't, and by the way, I loved your introduction video. Really well done.
Thank you.
Looks really, really good. People ought to check it out. I want to ask you about something. We were talking with David Ditch from the Heritage Foundation just a few minutes ago.
Sure.
We were talking about the national debt, $34 trillion as of the end of 2023. What can we do? What should we do? You are used to dealing with money, and a $34 trillion debt to me is unsustainable.
Kevin, you couldn't be more correct. I don't have an answer. I don't know that anyone does. I remember when I was in office, it was $31 trillion, and it keeps going up. At some point, it's going to go kaboom. And, I mean, if you wanted to really correct it, you'd have to do all the things that are unpopular. You'd have to raise taxes. You'd have to cut expenses. Our biggest expenses are our welfare expenses, Social Security, handing out money. One of our big problems as a country is the Democrats have adopted a national model, something for nothing. And we just hand out money. And Dan Schwartz isn't going to fix that. But there has to be a personality change in this country. And I think nothing short of that is going to fix it.
One of your four pillars, pillars, which I find very intriguing, and I wanted to drill down on this, invest in the American people through a fair tax system that lifts up the middle class. Are you talking about the fair tax, or are you talking about a generic fair tax system?
Right. The problem is it's not a simple one. It's a very complex one, and our tax code is Byzantine at best. The issue is that people who make less money, you know, pick a number, 60,000, less than 100,000, are paying proportionately more money than, say, the 1%. And the 1% has done a lot for this country, but if you're worth $1 billion and you pay 20%, you still have $800 million left. Whereas if you're making $100,000 and you pay 30%, say, you've only got $70,000 left, and that's the issue. I love the Tax Act of 2017, but it effectively emasculates the middle class, and we're a middle class country, and we can't continue to do that.
Again, joining us, he has thrown his hat into the ring, Dan Schwartz, candidate for Congress in CD3. He is a former Nevada state treasurer. What did you learn from your days as treasurer of the state? You're dealing with millions and millions of dollars every day.
What did I learn? Well, financially, we did great. We increased the returns on the state fund, I think 5X or so, and we took some specific steps do that. I was a big supporter of the ESAs. I'll say single-handedly, this sounds a little bit immodest, but I just remember I was castigated for opposing the auto plan, but it turned out to be a fake auto plan. So what did I learn? I think that whoever's in office has to take a long, hard look at what's proposed. I mean, this has as much to do with economics as it does politics. And do the math. I think the point you raised earlier about our national debt, we can't continue, and yet we do. And I think when President Trump took office, it was something like $24 trillion. It's now $34 trillion. And I can't even conceive of $1 trillion, let alone $500 million, and yet we're $34 trillion in debt. So I don't know if that answers your question, but it's a political game as much as it is economic answers.
One of your four pillars, term limits. What do you mean by term limits? How many House terms can you say being okay?
Sure. This is still subjective. Obviously, you probably need a constitutional amendment. I would love to increase the terms for members of the House to 3 years, but max of 4 terms, 12 years. I'd like to give senators 2 terms, 12 years. There's a belief that somehow the longer you're in, the more experience and the more knowledge you have. That's not true. What you end up doing is forming relationships, which effectively poison the process. And, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, I think she's 20 years, some of the leaders of our own party. I saw where the senator from Iowa was in the hospital. He's 90 years old. Do your term, do your bit for the country, and then run for governor, run for the House. There's a lot of political offices here if that's what you want to do and if your service is good. But we need new ideas, and we need new blood, and we need a new vision. And we can't do that with senators and congressmen who are there forever. I would also say that for the courts. I mean, we have a Supreme Court and a lot of federal courts that right now that are not doing what the framers intended. They're effectively making serious policy, and that's not what was intended. They are unaccountable to no one. They get in their seat, they pontificate. I'm not saying they're brilliant people. I went to college with one of them. He was well regarded on campus, but enough is enough. Do 10 years in the court, and then, you know, had Kevin Wall and associates. I'm sure whatever Supreme Court justice gets on the letterhead would be greatly appreciated. So that's what I mean by term limits.
Dan, I want to ask you, as far as running for high office, you've been there before. You've been a part of being in the arena. Can you talk a little bit about what you have heard from folks in CD3 relative to what the issues are that resonate with voters? What's going to be front of mind?
I've heard a number of issues, but I think we hit one of them, immigration. That is a very serious issue. And I think people in CD3 they see these pictures, which are by all intents and purposes valid, of just literally millions of people spilling across the border. There's a concept, we probably beyond this half hour, called parole, where the president can just effectively admit anyone for political asylum. We need to be a little bit more creative about immigration. But that's one of them. Two is the economy. I think one of the big issues is, you know, Bidenomics claims to have improved the economy. You know, inflation is down, which it is. But the average American has not seen that. He or she has seen their standard of living plateau or even decrease. And I think that, needless to say, bothers people. A local issue is education. When I was treasurer, we were 51 out of 50, and I'm exaggerating, but not by much. We've rocketed up to 47. And if we're going to improve this country, we need to educate our kids. You know, again, when I was treasurer, I think the passing level is now 15. And when I was there, it was 70, which wouldn't get you into any college, but at least you had to get 70%. Now it's 50%. School days are like 2 or 3 hours. We have a huge number of great teachers who are doing their best, but it's a Sisyphean challenge. They're going uphill and then they come back down again. Lots of things have been bothered people in CD3 and the country for that matter.
Again, Dan Schwartz joining us. He's running for Congress in CD3. You have already pledged a personal contribution of $1 million into this campaign. If folks want to help you, whether it's financially or whether it's yard signs or door knockers or whatever it might be, where can they find you and how can they reach out to you?
That would be wonderful. As I say, I can carry it so far. And I think it's needed. I think we've got to take this seat. We've got to maintain the majority. Dan, www.danforcongress.com. Dan, F-O-R, for Congress.com. You can also do at, Dan Schwartz for Congress.com. So either one of those will get you there. You can see a nice picture of me, and there's a donate button. So we'd certainly appreciate the contributions and support. So have at it.
I like that. I like that. It's been a while since we've been able to get together. It's good to reconnect with you. I know we've only scratched the surface this morning. We'll do it again, maybe at a more decent hour. We don't know. But thank you so much for being a part of the show, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Kevin, I really appreciate your having me and look forward to the next time. Thank you.
Dan Schwartz, candidate for Congress, CD3. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Aaron Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. We'll talk about what's going on in our state and in our community relative to our kids. We're going to talk a lot about that. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, if you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584 right now. On this Thursday, welcome to the icebox of New Hampshire, the live free or die state, unless you expire from frostbite. It's chilly in this quintessential New England place. You might begin humming, "Here Comes the Sun," in early May, if global warming kicks in. The Granite State is a tough area where whiners are shunned. Ice hockey without helmets, ice fishing with no shelter, steak and eggs, high cholesterol is a hobby. New Hampshire. Donald Trump, not a favorite son here. Too bellicose, too city slicker. The conservative areas north of Concord like his policies, but in general, his style is too brash for this rural place. Nikki Haley plays well in the southern part of the state, which is dominated by Boston commuters fleeing punitive taxation. The South Carolinian is a factor here, and a good amount of Democrats will vote for her in the open primary next Tuesday in order to hurt Trump. If Haley wins or even comes close, the corporate media will coalesce around this simple message: Trump is damaged. Joe Biden not even on the ballot because New Hampshire people loathe him. Ron DeSantis bolted from Iowa to South Carolina, but he's back in New Hampshire now. He's polling in the single digits, though. He doesn't have a chance. So that is the setup. Trump versus Haley next Tuesday. Let the snowball fight begin. Back after this.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
More to come. Aaron Phillips joins.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at RonQ4U.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital.